Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of our weekly podcast. It's a special one today.
Welcome to the Phoenix Club.
Yeah, it's special, isn't it?
It is special. We are at the Vale Hotel, which is HQ for the Welsh national team and football team.
Yeah, and football team, is it?
And probably other teams as well that we don't know about.
Yeah, either way, it's one of those places that you turn up and you think, it's so big, the coffee here is likely to be poor, actually. It's actually really good. A really nice Sappuccino, didn't we, in the bar earlier? We had a little Sappuccino with Matt Powell, ex-Worcester Warriors, who came up for the party for the trip. And he just loves motorway services. And Matt Pearce, who is the voice of South African rugby.
We tried to do a little interview with about Wales, South Africa at the weekend. Going to be huge. But we've come here. We're going to have a little chat with a couple of the boys. I think we've got Josh Adams and Hadley Parks. We'll have a chat to those.
Yeah, Rob Evans.
Rob Evans and Liam Williams, which is really good, just to find out a little bit about what they've been doing in camp, what the messages are this week. You know, 3 from 3 is incredible so far.
Who's the best dancer? All that sort of stuff.
What they do in their spare time. So it should be fairly interesting.
And who's head of entertainment for the Welsh squad?
Yeah.
It's interesting stuff. We're also going to pop downstairs for a bit of lunch. We've been invited for lunch and we don't know if A, we should go, or B, if it's with the team or whatever, but actually...
Well, you know, mate, you know, as a former player here, it's good to get the old gang back together. But, you know, am I going to... You know, are people going to be coming up asking for photos for me, going, oh, look, Sensei's back. Oh, here he is.
Oh, he's Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Nobi. Yeah, anyway.
He's yeah, but I'm... Passer.
Yeah, I think when I walk in, I'll get a funny reaction because obviously I was... an absolute thorn in the Welsh side for years, wasn't I? Having never played against them.
But also, you've come as a very stereotypical Bath/Englishman today. With your brogues, your navy chinos, and your pinstripe shirt tucked in with cufflinks. I mean, you're going to Welsh camp, mate. You're not doing any corporate.
Oh, sorry. I should have worn my Kappa shell suit, should I?
Well, you know, I think your black tracksuit bottoms, your black T-shirt, and your black Nike Air matches.
Should have gone full stealth, full urban.
Yeah.
But thanks for making the effort.
You've got new shoes on, which...
We'll send a picture out in a minute. We'll send a picture out, so you'll have it. And we'll put it on Instagram or whatever, on Twitter, and you can see what you think. Because I don't think I look over the top. I think I look smart. But I knew that I was giving Pauly a lift up here, and he's always smart. So I always feel like a tramp when I get into the car next to him.
Yeah, but Pauly's not coming into the Welsh camp. You know,
but he's literally coming up here for a chat with someone. He still looks smarter than me.
But they'll be judging you on what you're wearing. And think, oh, right, look at him.
Someone's doing all right. That's what they're thinking.
Dress for the office.
Yeah, I know. I think they're tight. And they're actually cool shoes, and the Welsh love that stuff.
Yeah. You'll set a trend now. You wait.
I know.
They'll all be like this, pre-match, post-match.
I know, you wait.
Little footballers. What have you been up to?
Oh, mate. Busy time.
Always busy for David Luke Flatman.
No, only in November. Only certain weeks in November as well, not the whole thing. I did a lunch on Pall Mall at the RAC on Friday, which I do every year for Molesford Prep School in Henley.
That's right. I came last year, didn't I?
Yeah. That's right. So we did that with Jim Hamilton this year. It's different speaker every year.
Yeah.
Really, really good fun. It's actually a lovely event where people actually raise quite a lot of money for really cool charities. This charity was called Mary's Meals, and it is worth having a little Google of that because they basically... there are, I've forgotten the number, millions of children who don't go to school every day because there is no food there. And if they go to school, they won't eat. So what this charity does is put meals on at schools, because that means if the kids go there, they're guaranteed food.
UK?
Africa.
Okay.
Sorry, Africa. So they've just recently served their billionth meal.
Oh, wow.
Billionth meal. Yeah. So it means these kids go to school, because
yeah.
if the only way they'll get a decent meal is to go to school.
Yeah.
So they make the trek, they make the walk. And just a lovely, lovely charity. A guy called Peter Higgins running that. A lovely charity. So that was, it's quite a pleasure when you go and make
Can
money
just
for
ask,
charity.
How
like
was
that.
Hamilton?
Really good.
Yep. Oh, good. Did you interview him, or did you do a...
Interview, a Q&A with him. Okay. But yeah, the people asked, the guests asked a few questions.
He's so tall, isn't he?
Yeah, very tall. I'm 6'5". He's taller than me. So it was, he was great form. But I had to race away from there, and I got a... long story short, I can't actually say where I went on Saturday night.
Okay.
The event I went to. But I went to... I'm not being coy. I got...
Was it Vauxhall? MI5,
let's just say I went to Hereford for an event, and it was really cool. And on Saturday morning, I got a car back from Hereford, back to the England against Japan game, which I loved. I know it didn't go according to plan, but I loved how good Japan were. Loved the fact that Marrow and Owen and Kyle Sinclair ripped England back into it, and they ended up with a decent win. Enjoyed George Ford getting 50 caps because he's a mint player. And actually, you know, it was a good day, Tom. It was a good day. And Sunday went to Bristol to watch Bristol against Chiefs, and goodness me, what a brilliant game. Bristol should have won that.
Yeah, they should.
Coughed up a couple of opportunities in the end of the first half. They were great. They were really, really good. But Chiefs did just enough after a couple
Which
of weeks off.
Which they do always, mate.
Yeah, they're a couple of weeks off, a bit rusty, but yeah. They did the job. And John Arfoe was mega and all that stuff. But here we are. And yesterday was my daughter's birthday, Tommy. It being Tuesday today, yesterday was my daughter's birthday.
Congratulations to Sophia on her 21st.
My 21st. So took the day off and went to watch the 12th night and Macbeth at her school last night, the year sixes.
Lovely.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been up to then, fella?
What have I been up to? I went across to Toulon for the day to
see
Brian Habana, and you couldn't make it. So took my mate, Steve Spears.
My body double.
Who's an actor. He's been in one of the Flats and Shanks before. He's been on Stella, Big Al on Stella. He helps co-write that. He's been on Extras, Dullard on Extras. He's been on Cemetery Junction. So it was just, it's fantastic. It was a long day though, and if people think, "Oh, you know, you've been to south of France. What's it like? You know, where do you go? What do you do?" And we literally were there for about an hour and a half. We travelled the whole day, there and back in a day. But it was good to meet Brian Habana at Stade Mayol, which was I've never been before. Couldn't believe it was built on a car park and a shopping centre. I was expecting it to be a huge stadium, sort of, which is right next to the port. But I did not expect it to be situated in a shopping centre.
Yeah.
Which is still good. But did a lovely little video
Local
with
Local amenities.
Go online, go on BBC to watch it. Tell me if you prefer Steve Spears to Flats.
You can't not.
Because...
You can't not.
There might be a substitution.
He's a pro.
Then Friday I went to a lunch in Ireland, a Premier Sport lunch. So Premier Sport...
You popped to Ireland for lunch, did you?
Premier Sport, obviously you've got the rights for the Pro 14.
Yeah.
And a guy called Colm Stafford.
Okay.
Invited myself, Shane and Sean Holly. So we flew over there. Nice bit of lunch.
Mm,
a few drinks. Good.
Did you stay over?
Yeah, stayed over. Got up at 6:30 in the morning to get back for Wales Tonga. You know, the big game.
But.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I didn't want to stay there for Ireland, New Zealand. What, number one and two in the world?
No, get out.
Get yourself back to Principality and watch Wales hammer Tonga.
Where you belong.
And, you know, we had a bet, didn't we, one of the BBC videos, that if Wales beat Tonga by more than 25 points, you would be wearing a Welsh shirt and you would tweet Cymru Yan Byth, which is Wales forever.
Yep.
So I want you to do that this week. I'll lend you a shirt.
You lend me a shirt?
Got bloody 70 of them. Came back and did a little bit of work for a company called MSG Tours. They do different...
Isn't MSG the chemical they have in Chinese food or something that's bad for you and addictive or something like that?
Pass. But Mark Gardner. So I'm sure S is his middle name.
Maybe. Yes. Yeah.
Don't know.
If his first name is Mark, then it's S, it's definitely a Steve.
So
or a Simon.
So that was a good bit of fun.
Yeah.
Well, had them all rolling. I went home and watched the...
Bet you blooming did.
Ireland, New Zealand game, which was game of the year.
By miles.
By kilometres.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Boys, thanks for taking time out. Can you just like
from a game of cards.
Introduce yourselves first for the audience.
Rob Evs.
Okay.
Legend.
Not Evans, Evs.
Oh, Rob Evans.
There we go, got it there.
Leon Williams, Saris and Wheels legend.
50 Kappa. What?
But thank you for taking time out of your cards game. Bit of a cleat going on there, plus one Saracen. You back in?
It's the past and present, yeah.
Oh, is it? Yeah, okay.
Scarlet. He's always a Scarlet at heart.
Was that Scarlet alumni, was it? Cards game.
What were you actually playing over there?
Gin Rummy.
Oh, right. Do you want to play that?
No.
Strip poker, that's all I know. how you doing? How's camp, Rob?
Yeah, it's all right. But a bit cold today, like.
Yeah.
It's freezing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit chilly. But, yeah, not too bad.
But obviously, we are looking forward to the weekend, aren't you?
I can't wait, but.
Yeah, finish on a high.
Yeah.
4 from 4.
Yeah.
You got it. Liam, 50 caps at the weekend.
Yeah.
Congratulations, well done. I just added a load of cheering there as well. Obviously, you've not capped in Wales before. What was it like running out first in front of everyone? Because they gave you a long stint as well.
I ran out and then I sort of turned around and there was nobody there.
I
had a ball and then I had to have a bit of a stretch. I was like, doing a bit of stretching.
You don't know what to do.
For the boys to come out. But obviously, it was great to lead out the boys. Quite emotional, man.
Yeah.
He came up to me and said, oh, congrats. And I had to actually fight back some tears. But. Yeah, it was good.
And how was it? How was it sort of during the anthems as well? Tough? Because obviously you had your family there and...
Yeah, they were down in the
box. Your missus was there.
On the other end, so couldn't really see them as well. My missus normally sat up like, over the wag, so...
Yeah,
I spotted
it. Yeah, used to. Yeah, okay. The heat seeker.
Okay. I didn't miss out.
player cam on her. But obviously a great moment for you and your family and, scoring twice as well.
Yeah, nice to... Dot down twice. Maybe we should have had three if Steph ever had passed the ball, but...
Crowbar?
Yeah, I know, Jesus.
T-Rex arms.
it's quite nice, though, if you're going to get 50 caps, it's quite nice to have a game that where actually you're free, it's quite sort of free flow. I know they came back into it a bit towards the end of the second half, but actually you want to win on a big day. You want to lead the team out and win, don't you?
Yeah. I came off the bench. We scored all the tries.
Yeah, finisher.
Yeah. Yeah,
they were battling until you came on. I wasn't going to say
that's what I thought. Yeah, it was 24 all. They come on and next thing 74, 24,
50 points. What's that? Sorry.
In the previous two as well. So something's going right there.
Yeah, it must be part.
Yeah. But you want to be careful with that, Rob, because you end up being the guy that's great off the bench, and you want to start, don't you?
That's what they're telling me. Hello.
Yeah, super sub though, isn't it?
Making impact. What do you do about it? You should come on and just play really badly a couple of times. That will sort it out. Yeah. Stop you around.
He'd just be dropped then, isn't
it? Oh, drop.
He's been that poor. We'll have to start him now.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
But previously, before you go to the stadium, there's always a meeting downstairs, isn't there? Like 1 to 23
in a horseshoe.
Yeah.
Gats normally says some fantastic words to players and achievements. Did you get that? Did you get any?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, Gats speaks first, and he congratulated me and John Holmes, obviously, on his first cap. And and as I said, every time somebody sort of says congratulations, you know, it's huge, and sort of have to have a little think to myself and try and calm.
Did he give you a montage, like a video montage about what a great serve? No.
Made your own, eh?
They don't do those these days, unfortunately.
They can't be bothered anymore.
What are you boys up to then in camp? Sort of, how do you keep yourselves entertained apart from, I'm going to give him a gin rummy?
Well, that's pretty much it, really. Entertainment. I'm obviously head of entertainment, so put on a pool and darts tournament for the boys.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So that's keeping on going.
That's ongoing, is it?
It's ongoing at the moment.
Who's the best pool and darts at the moment?
Well, no one really is. It's all
Biggs,
that.
Biggs is quite good.
Biggs is quite big.
Yeah. Loves money, so.
Oh, is it? That's
he'll do it. He's going to hate you for saying that.
Loves money, hates spending it.
Yeah.
Oh. I heard he's tight. I did it.
Which is strange, he's good at those two sports because he's not a big drinker, is he?
No, so. He ain't really.
Yeah, but everyone else who's playing darts and pool is pissed. Yeah. And he's not. That's probably why he's winning.
So that's ongoing at the moment. We've got an auction night on Thursday. To raise money for charity.
Okay, yeah.
Boys have brought in some stuff. And
what have you boys brought in? Obviously, TVs and stuff, yeah?
Steve from Sony sorted out the TVs.
Oh, has he? Yeah. Oh, well done.
Two big TVs.
Yeah?
There's loads of stuff.
You brought some, I don't know, animal feed and stuff, are you right?
A couple, couple of live pigs. Right?
And a couple of deadies, that'd be all right.
I haven't got them yet, but bring them on Thursday morning.
Oh, right. Oh, nice. So, yeah.
Remember once going on a pre-season tour years ago, at a club we spoke at, Sarri's, years ago, before your time.
They still talk about us.
And we put a pig's head in one of the lads' cars. We got a pig's head from the butcher, said we were going to slow roast it. And put it in Chez's car and left it there. Only beer its for a week, but it's amazing how well a pig's head cooks in the back of a Land Rover over the course of a week. That was really bad. I think it might have ended the car. I think it might have ended it. We might have to get rid of that. Just something to think about, lads, for next camp. That's all.
Yeah.
So just terms of camp. Obviously, you played Scotland at the start. You missed that, but you obviously chasing coin at Saracens.
Of course.
Yeah, not. Yeah. You missed that Australia then. The big game, 10 years since you've been bench.
Well, it was a must win, wasn't it?
Bench, it's not dropped. You still get the money. but what sort of massive relief after that game to finally come away with one, because people are still saying, oh, Tom, what's it like to beat Australia 10 years ago? And I'm just so glad people stop asking me that.
Well, lads, he was gutty when you won that. Because he's still in the team, the last team that won it 10 years ago. Were you playing? Oh, yeah, I was playing, yeah. Mortlock took him out.
I've played him a couple of times, and there's one that sticks out in my mind when they scored in the 82nd minute or something.
Might have been Cody Beale, possibly.
Yeah, right at the very end. And that's one that sticks in my mind. And things happened a couple of times. Towards the end of the game, we just got that extra gear, but obviously great second game of the autumn to come away with a win.
What was your thoughts from
it was from good confidence throughout the boys, really.
Obviously
I came on for 2 minutes and I thought I had a huge impact.
Still a cap there,
I just sealed the deal, really. It was good,
but it must have been quite nervous those last sort of final 5-10 minutes when you're 3 points up and
you have your key men on then, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that was the thing. See, I think just like this week, they were struggling a bit and then came on. And
ask anyone what happened between minutes 28 and 30, and no one can tell you. Nah. The last two that you played, they're the ones that people never forget. Yeah.
Was it going through your head a bit of deja vu, when you're on that field? Because
think it's always going through your head. Obviously, as I said, that's the one that sticks out in my mind. The game a couple of seasons ago, but you tend to just think in a moment. You just got to get that win. You just got to do your work and get on with it, I guess.
So you got South Africa now this weekend, 3 from 3. Well done, congratulations. You must be fairly confident going into that one.
Yeah, well, we got a good bench. this can't be. nah, I'm joking. Obviously,
he is.
obviously, we've played South Africa quite a few times now, and I think we've beaten them 3 times now. It's on the bounce, so we take a lot of confidence. But I know they're a different side to what we've played the last 3 times. So it's just going to be a big test, but the boys have gone well. So
soft lads will be all right.
Yeah.
Big monsters, isn't it?
big set of boys.
Yeah.
How much of the rugby have you watched sort of over this Autumn Internationals? Because obviously you're very focused on your game, who you're playing, your own performances. I mean, do you get to watch some of the other games? Like, do you watch like Ireland, New Zealand at the weekend? Or,
yeah, I did. I was on a couple of pints after the game.
Or England, Japan,
so,
cracker?
Yeah, I was on a couple of pints after the game in Anscombe's house. And,
squash, yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to give him a squash.
Swingers there.
Keys in.
Come on,
Keys in about that.
Keys in.
Oh, how'd you get in that gang?
Parksy turned up with just himself.
He did.
Still dropped the keys in a bowl.
Oh, who's got the sea hat?
Fuck.
But you still get to watch some of the other games around there?
Yeah. Obviously, we do quite a lot of analysis on like other teams as well, just throughout the week. But obviously, that's the team that we're going to be playing against. But on the weekend, it's all I watch is sport.
Yeah.
Oh, you love it? Yeah.
The message goes mad, yeah. Yeah. So, of course, up the wall.
Any sport?
Any sport. Football, cricket, tennis, golf.
Just trying to, I suppose, switch your mind off rugby as well. Yeah. I mean, because obviously you're at the Vale here, you're away from everything, so all you can do is read rugby, watch rugby, sleep rugby, dream rugby.
Play cards.
You know, it's...
Yeah. I think that's the reason why we do actually have a couple of games of cards, because then it's not...
Yeah.
You're not just... Being sat, about. Like, in your room, or we sometimes bring in a PlayStation and have a game of card.
Yeah.
Like rolling around the bedroom. Show people and stuff.
Who's in charge of laundry? Do you have a laundry? Because that's probably the worst job.
Biggs normally.
Is he always done it? Like, he just gets man-marked?
He's been taken off this time for some reason.
Yeah.
I think it's because he's done a terrible job last
time. I think they're weaning him out of the squad, see?
They're freezing him out before the World Cup.
So they've dropped him off laundry now.
Yeah.
Play against Tonga.
To make the transition.
It's gradual, isn't it?
To make the transition a bit easier.
He's playing for Northampton, the LV, like.
Yeah.
Who's Is there still a
you know what's going on? He should have been in Dubai during the Premier Cup.
I've seen it before.
He should have had a clause. He used to have a clause. He ain't got a clause anymore.
Who does movie night? Do you still have a movie
night? Well, I used to, but come to think of it, I've been taken off that. So
hang on a minute.
That'd probably come under entertainment. But it's just that some of the boys who live close, they go home and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the other boys, there's a lot of boys that have a game of poker. Rob's in one of those groups.
Yeah.
Biggs is in one of those groups because he's after the coin again.
Yeah. Okay, you're playing for good money now.
Those boys do.
Otherwise, you don't take it seriously, do you, if you're playing for Monopoly money?
Nah, Biggs likes to wrap that one up.
Does he?
Yeah.
Flat out, is he?
So it's Tuesday now in camp.
Yeah.
Have you been looking at sort of South Africa all the way through this campaign, or is it purely sort of game by game, week by week?
It's been game by game, really.
Yeah.
Taking every game. Obviously, Australia was a big one.
Yeah.
And then the team changed a bit for Tonga, and then, obviously, we don't know the team for South Africa, but...
Not yet.
That's the thing as well. So, obviously, we wouldn't look at them 2 weeks ago because we'd never know if we're going to pick up a knock or not be picked and stuff. So there's no point until it's the week.
You don't want to tempt fate either, do you?
No.
Just looking ahead 3 weeks, boys. Why are you doing that, mate? You're not playing. Gotcha.
Yeah. Thanks.
When you play Tonga at the weekend now... It was quite close, wasn't it? At one stage, you pulled it right back.
Yeah,
what were the messages sort of been told you sort of half time?
I just heard in the mic, get Rob Evans on.
I didn't hear that. It was a chant, wasn't there?
Mistake number one, chief.
He's not well. Obviously, in the first 20 minutes, we blew them away, and then we didn't exit as well as we'd like.
Yeah.
And I think they counteracted us once, and then they got the ball and. They've started going off nine quite a lot, and those are pick and goes. So, and they scored one or two off them, and we went to an exit again and fluffed that. So, then they come to 24 all, and so sort of got that all sorted out. And I think obviously in the second half, then we had some of the fresh boys off the bench,
some of the playmakers,
Lopez in particular. And
you know,
it just
took them apart.
We sort of knew that they were gonna, they're not gonna be as fit as us.
Yeah, of course.
So you know, just gap started to open and. We played some running rugby then.
Just a little word, Rob, on like Aaron Wainwright.
He's been brilliant in training and stuff, to be fair to him. Obviously, I actually haven't seen him play that much, but Now, to be fair, in training, he's made quite an impact. So
he nearly got his head taken off in a tackle off the ball as well.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Did well to come back from that.
No, what's happening with all these sighting officers?
Yeah,
I know they've been busy that day.
Yeah,
busy that day.
Stevie Wonders.
Have you seen Khaleesi, the Springbok captain? Have you seen his reverse headbutt? He's been let off for. What do you reckon of that? You haven't got to say anything too controversial, but it's quite surprised that
I'm not going to say too much. You might take my head off on
that's a good point. You've got to play against it.
You're one of the worst as well, aren't you?
Me, yeah.
No, I'm sure that's obviously a joke. You play on the line, aggressive.
How did you celebrate your win against Australia?
To be fair, Degatti's pretty fair. Like he says, you know, have a few beers, but look after yourself. And, you know, I think we had quite a few, but then...
Yeah, well, a couple of the single guys went out and a couple of them went out with all the girlfriends and stuff, but came back here, had a couple of pints with the missus and some friends here, and I was about it, really.
Yeah.
Didn't get back to the room till about 4:30, but at least I was here at the hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
Hotel,
yeah, yeah.
Adrenaline, wasn't it? You know,
I got home from 10 mil lane about 7. Yeah, good night.
It's when you...
Did the 6 a.m. challenge.
It's when you have a couple of quiet pints back at the hotel, but you still need someone to help you back to your room. It doesn't count as a night out, then, because you didn't go out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine. It's free calories.
Boys, thanks for spending a little bit of time with us today.
No
good
problem.
Luck for
good luck, boys.
For Saturday, 4 from 4. You know, it's going to be the first time I think Wales have ever done that in autumn campaign, so no pressure.
I think it's all about the last 20 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Power
it is against these, it's going to be an arm wrestle of a game, I think, for the first 60, and then, you know, as soon as we've got that last,
bring a bench on.
Last bit. Yeah, as soon as you get
but yeah, just do Wales proud, All right, well
cheers, Shanks.
Cheers, good luck, lads.
Cheers, Wales. Thank you.
What game do you want to start with, little boy?
Let's start, lad, with...
Let me guess.
England against Japan.
Oh, I was going to say Italy-Australia.
Go on then, Italy-Australia. Go on then, England-Japan. No, go on, England-Japan. England-Japan, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
England-Japan.
England-Japan, I love that game.
I know you did.
It was brilliant. I know it didn't go according to plans completely for England, but I thought it was great because Japan... You can talk about how poor England were if you want in the first half, and compared with the first half against the All Blacks, they were poor, but they weren't finishing off their tackles, they weren't as organised, they weren't as direct, it was nowhere near as impressive, but Japan were great. I thought they were brilliant to watch, brilliant value, love the speed they play with, love Fukuoka on the wing, super, super quick, and Michael Leitch, best player on the field by 800 miles, thought he was fab. So I just really, really enjoyed it. And I'm glad England came back into it and won it because I'm English. But I really, really enjoyed the whole sort of bit of jeopardy at halftime and all that. Good fun.
I still think Japan, that name Japan in rugby, doesn't quite hold the fear factor that it should. Because we saw in the World Cup last year how they beat South Africa and how well they played. They beat Wales on a tour, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. But their phase play... It's brilliant. You know, their dummy runners, their angles. I mean, there's certain areas they do struggle. I still think they struggle a bit in the breakdown. But in terms of breaking defences, in terms of playing flat and flooding the channels with dummy runners, taking the right options out the back and having some great strike runners, brilliant. And at one stage, I'll be honest with you, mate, I had to turn over from Wales Tonga when I found out that England were 5 points behind.
Did you?
But Owen Farrell made a massive difference. Huge difference coming off the bench. I know he came on at 12, and I'm still uncertain whether I think that's his best position. I'm still uncertain whether I think that's his best position or not.
Yeah,
because
he had a lot of influence from 12, and he had a lot of influence from 10.
Yes,
and George Ford is very, very good. It's one of those players that people seem to write off. He's a 50 cap fly off with a load of talent.
And I was quite pleasantly surprised with Richard Wiggleworth's pace down the left hand side.
Yeah,
I mean, I think if he'd properly pinned his ears back, he might have made that try.
Mm.
But, you know, he's not... No scrum halves are that selfish, really. Put it back inside to Cochrane and Seager.
Of course you do.
Powerhouse.
Yeah, he's a brute.
You know, they were tested for 40 minutes, weren't they, England?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought Maro Itoje was brilliant. Kyle Sinclair was excellent when he came on.
And you need teams to be tested for, even if it's 40, 50 minutes, because otherwise it's just going to be...
Where's the learning?
A buffet, exactly. You know, you don't learn from scoring 80 points against a team and...
Yeah.
That's
why I thought Wales' effort against Tonga was quite interesting, because they blew him away. Tonga came right back into it. Wales had to find a solution, then absolutely skinned them in the second half. You know,
you think in half time it's 24-17, a fairly close game, and you know Wales did start well, and Tonga, you're right, came straight back into it. But And you're, you sort of think second half, you know, this could be more the same. You know, Tonga got a sniff.
Mm.
It could be him. But just the way Wales put them to bed, I thought we wouldn't have done that in the last 3 or 4 years. But all of a sudden now, this team have got a lot more strength and depth. So players like Owen Watkins and Tyler Morgan, you know, probably won't start the big games because of the quality that's ahead of them. But when they are chucked in now, that, you know, they're not overcome by the whole situation of playing international rugby, that they're feeling more comfortable. They've got more caps. They've got a bit more experience. So, you know, they know not to panic. And
well, the Welsh squad is a very well-managed squad, actually, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, Jonah Holmes' first cap at 15, and I thought he went well.
Yeah, good on him.
It's very hard, you know, to, when you gain your first cap, because it, you're not used to playing in front of such a large crowd in a in a big arena, you know, being shown all around the world. So he was good. Dan Big was excellent at 10 as well. Probably had a bit of a slow start to the season at Northampton. Not quite hit the form that we know he can.
Yeah, but they haven't exactly been smashing on the front foot.
And that plays a massive difference in it as well. But I thought he was brilliant at the weekend. I really liked Aaron Wainwright at 6. And a lot of you guys, women and men, wouldn't have heard too much about him at the Dragons. He's been playing really well at the Dragons. Really physical. Great at the breakdown at the weekend. Tough cookie. But the whole balance worked really well. So very pleasing to see some great tries as well. I thought Reece Patchell's try was just sheer brilliance, individual. Just such a threat, running, ball in hand. And then hits a steward with the ball and still feels the need to apologise.
Nice, eh?
Yeah, lovely. Nice, such a nice guy.
Nice big fella.
But Liam Williams as well, it was his 50th cap. So, massive occasion. Yeah, he starting as well for your 50th cap makes a big difference. You know, who wants to come off the bench for their 50th cap?
I know we're sitting with Liam Williams at one point during this pod, but he's not here now. It's just me and Tommy, just me and you, isn't it? And I wouldn't say this in front of Liam, but I do love watching him play. I think he's great.
I thought you were going to say his missus then.
No, his girlfriend is unbelievably gorgeous.
But it was like one of those instances where, he was just desperate to score. And not many could have scored that try, his first try, where his legs are off the ground, such a small area. You know, he's very good at that. He's very good at getting himself in the air, getting his legs out the way. And, you know, what a nice occasion, not just to score, but on your 50th cap as well, which makes it even more special. But I think it was just a pleasing performance that Wales really put Tonga to bed in that second half. And as I said before, you know, previously, you know, that could have been an arm wrestle battle all the way to the end. And, you know, you don't want to keep teams like Tonga really in games at the end because they got a sniff. You know, they can keep it a little bit tight. They've also got some great players. Takalua at 9 plays for
Carvzilla.
Newcastle. Yeah. You know, the Piatau at 12. You know, they is it Villanu at 8?
Fine, thank you.
But, you know, there were some quality players in that Tongan team. But Wales knew it was going to be physical. They weathered the storm. Maffey in the second row as well. So there's quite a bit of quality in that Tongan team.
Loads of quality, absolutely loads. And that's why I think Wales did such a good job. And I think they're in just quietly in blimmin' good shape. And I think if they go and beat the Box this weekend, and I really think they might, they are in great shape. And you might argue they're in...
We'll have a chat of the fixtures in a little bit. Yeah,
fine.
Scotland, South Africa. Very, very close game in terms of stats. I suppose there's a couple of instances in that game which we'll talk about now. One is the Willie LaRue yellow card. Goes for a big intercept off Peter Horn. Peter Horn winds his pass up.
Risky business now,
he's
mind.
Trying to throw it over the top. But Willie LaRue sees it. The ball's in the air for a long time. His hand is coming upwards. There's no way he's knocking it down. The hand isn't coming over the top to knock it down. It's coming up to try and flick it up to catch it.
Yep.
The ref deems that as the yellow card goes off. Yep. I think completely the wrong decision. He goes for it. And, I mean, we talk about consistency in reffing. I mean, for me, that's no way near a yellow card. And Slav can feel hard done by.
No such thing as consistency, mate.
But then,
human beings.
You know, the Khaleesi reverse headbutt, if that's such a term, again, on Horn.
It's definitely a thing.
Well, you know, he's getting held in a ruck, okay? So that's the first offence. You're not allowed to offence. You're not allowed to do that. But yet it happens all the time. And there's nothing more frustrating than getting held in a ruck or getting held back when you're trying to become a support runner. There's just nothing more infuriating than that. Now, he's just tried to wriggle out of the tackle and he's arched his back, and I think he's very lucky that he's not getting cited for that.
Oh my God, he's so lucky. He should definitely have been done for that.
I mean,
it's crazy.
What I would say, though, is when you're on your back, you don't know where a head is,
mate,
where you're going to connect.
He smashed his head backwards. He knows he's back to chest. He knows exactly what he's doing, if you ask me. And I think he's been very, very, very lucky there.
But Horn scores a lovely try. Really well worked. Stuart Hogg had a massive influence in that game. Yeah. Goes off injured. Hope
good signing
right.
For Chiefs, that.
Massive signing. Great yeah. Signing. Hope he's all right. Hope he gets back. But Scotland, their drive and their maul worked really well. Mm. And it's 23-20 to South Africa. And Scotland have a chance to go for post. There's not much time left. Laidlaw, captain, decides going for the corner. You know, you get 3 points, you draw in a game. Mm. Then you've got to work your way all the way back up from your own line into the South African half to potentially get a penalty or get a try. So it's a long time, and it's a long distance to get from your own sort of try line.
Yeah.
So they go for it, and you know, the previous drive worked really well, but it doesn't work. And I don't know whether the South Africans all of a sudden sort of switched on a lot more. Mm. They end up getting underneath. There's a line-out drive. They end up getting underneath the sort of blockers at the front, get them on their feet, drive it back. And but that was it was a clear chance for Scotland. But, you know, they lose a game by 6 points. But I feel it was a lot closer game than 6 points.
Yep. Yep.
But, you know, and Hugh Jones, I thought, performed really well. Mm. Didn't have the greatest game against Wales. Was quite quiet. Got out of position for the George North try, but ball in hand.
Thought he came back really nicely at the weekend.
He's dynamite. Yeah.
There's chat about, I saw chat on Twitter, which means it's definitely true, that he's signing for Leicester Tigers.
Really?
That's what someone on Twitter said. I forget who.
How good a carrier is Steph Dutoit?
Yeah, I know.
Such a good carrier. He's huge. But Faf de Klerk didn't play. Either he was agreed to go back to Sale, but I think it's Papier.
Yeah, he looked good. Nine,
looks electric.
Looked really good.
But Creel and Delonde are really forming a formidable centre partnership now.
Yeah,
Creel is so powerful and so fast and so sharp off the mark, and Delonde,
he's a brute.
He's a brute, mate. He is a brute. Just a physical specimen.
He looks like Bigfoot from the UFC.
He does, and you know Creel ends up scoring after a great run down the right hand side and just gets in between. I think it's Laidlaw and McNally.
Yeah.
Gets his shoulders through. And for me, that was a bit of a soft try for Scotland. They've got to be defending against a 13 better than that. So both players go low. Creel's power gets him over the game line. You've got to sort of cut that ball off up top. You've got to go high. But it was a lovely try then by Pollard as well.
Yeah.
Going around the right. Just a lovely dummy. South Africa under pressure. They're drifting. Takes it really well. South Africa, totally different team, I think, with Pollard at 10. Mm. Makes a huge, huge amount. So, but then, obviously, the game of the year has to be Ireland, New Zealand.
Best game I've seen in ages, that.
Everyone you speak to, quietly confident about Ireland, about them being able to do a job. You think with Conor Murray out as well, that would be a huge loss. It is a loss to him, because he's one of their best players, but they've got Marmion.
Marmion.
I just love that name being pronounced. Marmion.
Yeah. Marmion. I mean, they were just fantastic. I mean, pick a player. Sexton, wonderful. Tig Furlong, different level. Kean Healy, I thought, was great. Rory Best, best I've seen him play in ages.
Peter O'Mahony.
They all play that. Standard.
Bundy Aki was brilliant.
We're doing it again. We're just listing players.
No, we're not.
They were brilliant, man.
We're listing players that were phenomenal on the weekend. And often you get, say, two or three players that really stand out. But there were so many in this game. I thought Keith Earls was fantastic on the wing.
Yeah, as ever.
His footwork is just incredible. Just gets himself out of trouble all the time. Bundy Aki, there was a big hoo-ha about Steve Hansen saying that he's a New Zealander playing for Ireland, which effectively is, and that they didn't need him. Surplus to requirements, really, in New Zealand. But you just know that's going to fire him up even more.
Yeah, why would you say that?
I know, because there's so much to his game. Like, he's a great carrier, he's a great defender, but he's got some lovely, subtle touches. And straight off the training paddock was the Stockdale try.
Brilliant.
You could see that. Like, everything, I think, is just pre-planned, because they know there's going to be cover coming across. But also, Stockdale just knows if he chips it, there's space behind.
There's no one home. But I like the fact that he tried a chip a couple of minutes earlier and it went terribly wrong.
Yeah.
And he still tried it again.
But he just good lad. Pace as well. He's not just a big bloke. He's got the pace. You know, he ends up...
And the drive. Like, he just hates being tackled.
Sprints past Aaron Smith.
Yeah.
And it was a proper chip that was just bounced up for him. Lovely. Went over the try line. But to hold New Zealand out as well.
Yeah.
9-6 without letting New Zealand score.
That was mega first time since the second test in the summer.
Yeah.
So second 23 tests since they were trialists. And I wonder if this isn't a watershed period for New Zealand. And I guess many people have said that before and been proven wrong. But I just feel like they're more mortal than I can remember them being for a long time. And there are people questioning whether Kieran Reid should be there. And I'm sure he'll answer those critics. He's a class player. But I just feel like they're not quite the force they were. And you know, someone, I think it's Rupert Cox from Sky, I think he tweeted he thinks it might be a watershed moment because actually maybe the player and coach drain is finally going to start taking its toll. Everyone's leaving. It's like, actually, if everyone leaves, it gets to a point where there just aren't enough lads left to pick from. But I think there's a good chance they'll be right. They're still going to the World Cup as favourites. But geez, yeah. The last couple of weeks, the England game and the Ireland game,
the guard, really.
They've made it. And the box in the summer, they've made a box in the championship. They've made the World Cup infinitely more interesting.
But Ireland lose Levy as well, just before the game. Vanaflia comes in. But what I really like is what Ireland did. You know, obviously that you got the hacker before the game, but Ireland all linked arms. They took one step forward. You know, the challenge was set. They responded to the hacker. Just a green Irish wall, and that was there through the whole of the game. And you know, I think a lot of credit has to go to Andy Farrell, defensive coach as well.
Oh, God, yeah.
Huge amount. Because there's not many, let's be honest, Dave, now, there's not many weaknesses in that Irish team.
No.
There's not.
No.
And you look at the players coming off the bench
as well.
Got
many lads you'd swap in there.
No. Yeah. Lama, Carberry, McGrath, Henderson, Cronin.
Henshaw injured.
Yes.
McGrath, you know. Yeah.
So
Porto, I think, is a really good prop. Yeah, they're fab. They're in great nick. They defended absolutely magnificently, and it's not just about effort. It's a lot to do with effort, but brilliantly organised, physical.
It was little things like, you know, Peter Armani was just outstanding at knowing what rucks to compete, what not to compete, when to go in, when not to go in. Just so clever.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that he tries to celebrate at the end and he realises he's got a dead leg, sits straight back down.
But I loved him getting back for that chip and covering that chip, the grubber through, sorry. Getting his hands to it just before, I think it was Ben Smith thought he'd caught it, saving the game for Ireland. Love that. Love how knackered and blowing Kieran Healy was when he got subbed off after 50-something minutes. He was outstanding. Just love that. And just, I don't know, it was kind of one of those things that I know I'm English and I meant to want everyone else to lose except England. But when Wales beat Australia, I was in a pub in Twickenham and I absolutely loved that and I was fist pumping. And when Ireland won this game, I was out my little seat, mate. Absolutely loved it.
We're a little bit Irish, aren't we, when anyone beats New Zealand?
I like all the other lads winning anyway. But it was just, that was brilliant. I was actually in the back of a taxi home from London watching it, and they had Wi-Fi in the taxi, which is unheard of, but it's brilliant. So I watched the whole thing on my phone, start to finish in the back of the car, and I was flat out cheering.
You wouldn't want to be Italy this weekend, would you, facing New Zealand?
No.
God, yeah, that's just... That's a perfect game for New Zealand, really.
Yeah.
Just lost to Ireland. I love Steve Hansen's interviews after, and I love the way he went onto the field shaking his players' hands. I love how quite humble the Irish players were with the win as well. You know, they weren't running around with it, going crazy. I think the game took it out of them a lot, and they probably didn't have much energy.
Yeah.
But Scotland have got Argentina this weekend. You know, I don't think Scotland are going to lose that.
No, I agree.
I think after the tour last year that Scotland did, I think where Scotland are now, I think they're too mentally strong.
They've got the wood on Argentina, I think, now, yeah.
They have got the wood, yeah. They've got the mental upper hand, but also I think Stuart Hogg's going to be fit, which is really good for Finn Russell. There weren't too many injuries. But then obviously the two big games are England and Australia. And how do you see that one going?
I see England winning that. I see England bringing it, and I think the toughest thing I think against Australia at the moment is defending their attack if it's singing. If it's flying, I think that can be difficult, but I back England to cope with that. And I think in attack they'll be too direct and physical. And if people like Marrow are as punchy as they were last couple of weeks in this game, I think England could overpower them.
Do you think Nathan Hughes will come straight back in?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Seems to be straight back in. I think he might well be. And how do you see Wales Springboks going?
Wales are three on a bounce from the Springboks at the moment.
I reckon they're going to go four. What are you saying?
I think being around this squad, seeing it downstairs, they seem a real confident bunch right now. Not arrogant, but just confident. And I think the momentum is massively with Wales at the moment. You know, they played really well against Tonga in that second half. They did what it needed to be done against Australia. Same with Scotland, a bit underwhelming, but never really looked in doubt. I think where they are as a group of players and coaches, I think they're really comfortable. It's really nice to have different options as well, because you've got three tens who are in form at the moment. You know, 3-4 years ago, this Welsh team would have just picked itself. You can name the 1 of 15 easy. Mm. But at the moment, you can't, because Josh Adams is playing really well. Gareth Anscombe is playing really well. Patchell off the bench was brilliant against Tonga. Dan Bigger starting was fantastic. And also, you know, Dan Bigger comes on and scores the winning kick against Australia, you know, and you know, that needed a bit of kicking as well.
Yeah.
But I think where Wales are, I think they will be favourites, and I think they'll go and win it.
Love it if they won that, actually.
Yeah, it'd be incredible.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Be incredible. 4 from 4.
We've and it makes the Six Nations even more interesting again.
It does, again. Yeah. So Ireland got the United States, which shouldn't be too much of an issue for Ireland.
USA haven't lost since a test match since Gary Gold arrived. They're flying, but I think they'll lose this weekend.
And France got Fiji, so you
never
like
know.
You'd like to think.
France to win that.
That's a France win. That's it then. Nice to have a chat with the boys, wasn't it?
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely fellows, very relaxed. In whenever we've been to Welsh camp, it's always super chilled, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we've not been to Welsh camp and met Rob Evs either.
No.
I mean, that's his name now. It's not even Evans.
Rob Evs.
Rob Evs.
But you walk in and you see, you know, Gatland or Sean Edwards or whomever, and it's just completely chilled. You could be at a club rugby session.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
It's really nice from Gats and the boys to invite us down for food.
A lamb shank, topically.
You can tell how much and well-respected I am, can't you? You know, no one came and said hello. No one bothered me while I was eating. It was lovely, actually, just to be left alone.
I think I got more hellos than you did.
You certainly got more high fives.
They thought you were Alfie.
A big thank you to the Welsh Rugby Union for letting us in today. Thank you, Luke Broadley, for sorting all this out.
Yeah, lovely man.
We hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll speak to you next week.
Good luck, everyone. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.